Hello, welcome to Inside Energy. Today we'll take a look at some of the stories that caught my attention over the last week. As we are in general election time, I thought I'll start with an election story. The one that really caught my eye is the Labour story, where Labour pledges billions for home energy efficiency upgrades. So this story comes from bbc.co.uk, and basically Labour is pledging to cut UK carbon emissions through the largest home improvement programme for decades. Interestingly, a Labour government would fund 60 billion per year of energy saving upgrades. Jeremy Corbyn said it will create a sustainable energy network, adding that we cannot go on polluting our planet. I think the Conservatives said in reply that this plan would wreck the economy. It is highly ambitious. If we look at some of the figures, Labour anticipates that the project will cost £250 billion in total, or an average of £9,300 per home, which is pretty eye-watering. The other sort of fact that they state is that it would create 450,000 jobs for the installation of energy saving measures and renewables and low carbon technologies, and that almost all of the UK's 27 million homes would benefit from the pledge, either through a grant to fund works or through an interest-free loan, it stated. So it's a very ambitious sort of program, very ambitious pledge, and it does seem that campaigns do take energy efficiency into a high priority within their sort of campaigns. So very interesting to see how the Conservatives are going to reply, but very interesting developments indeed. And talking about energy efficiency, which leads on nicely to the other story that grabbed my attention. So according to the International Energy Agency, energy efficiency progress is at its lowest rate since 2010. So the primary energy intensity, an indicator of how heavily the world's economic activity uses energy, improved by just 1.2% in 2018. And this is reported by Energy Live News. Now, it's interesting that this story from Energy Live News, it highlights that the rate of improvement has now declined for 3 years in a row, leaving it significantly below the 3% minimum needed to hit international climate and energy goals. It states that if the rate had been above 3% for the past years, the IEA states that it would have generated a further 2.6 trillion of economic output with the same amount of energy used. So it's interesting. So it's interesting to see sort of those two contrasting stories, one where Labour pledges £250 billion towards energy efficiency improvements, while at the same time, the IEA states that we've been lagging behind, not just UK, but worldwide on energy efficiency progress. So an interesting sort of contrast. I think the interesting part as well is that actually there often is a lag. So whatever governments around the world decide to do now, it takes a while to see the impact of those sort of actions. So this is a lag from a few years previously, is my summation of this. Still an interesting sort of contrast. Moving on, the other story that grabbed my interest is from Networks Online. And they announced that EDF buys storage to charging challenger Pivot Power. So the EDF Group has announced a deal to acquire Pivot Power, the UK's battery storage startup, with a programme to develop 40 sites of 50 megawatt storage capacity, each combined with rapid charging services for the road transport network. So I find this interesting because I think it sort of shows that there's a major energy provider, energy supplier, a major energy company, European energy company, actually investing in battery storage. It's very interesting to me. It is very much an emerging technology which is becoming a reality, and deals like this help it get off the ground. The interesting part as well is that Pivot Power was only launched in February 2018, so it's still a very young company. And then the other part that sort of I thought was interesting, that there is a program to develop 40 sites of 50 megawatt storage capacity. That shows quite a bit of ambition, but it also shows the reality to start actually rolling this out quite quickly. And the other thing that I thought was interesting was to note that it talks about a focus for the road transport network. So it's interesting because EDF has is very clearly focused on electric mobility, not in the UK, but across the continent. So this sort of fits in with their sort of wider strategy. So a very very interesting move and a very encouraging move. Finally, the final story is from businessgreen.com, where they talk about Apple issuing a 2.2 green bond. So the tech giant almost doubles its green bond offering as it seeks to accelerate emission reduction efforts. So it's very interesting to see that carbon reduction, energy efficiency, it's now taken up by some of the largest company, or possibly the largest company in the world. And it's only good for us as an industry and for the world when companies like Apple take a charge with this and then actually actively look to reduce carbon emissions. The green bonds, the new offering is expected to focus specifically on funding global initiatives to lower carbon emissions from Apple's operations and across the life cycle of products, building on previous work that has seen the company cut its carbon footprint by 35% in the past 3 years. So it's a great move, and I think projects like this only help but increase the focus on carbon reduction, which can only be a positive. So these were the sort of main stories this week that I thought were very interesting. Let me know if there's any stories that that I've missed. I also put these updates in an email, so I'll post this with a link to an email newsletter. So please subscribe, and if you have any comments, please good or bad, please let me know. Any constructive criticisms taken on board. I hope this was useful.